Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. Today is Happy Thanksgiving Sunday. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father of love, who has kept us, guided us, and blessed us until now. We have several festivities in the Lord during the year. We have New Year's Sunday, which is full of dreams, and Easter that is full of the hope of resurrection. On the Feast of Harvest, we do an interim check for the first half of the year to tighten our belt again and receive the strength to run the race until the end of the year. On the church anniversary, we are full of joy and happiness, celebrating it as in a big festival, inviting many people. On the Christmas, the warm love of the Lord embraces us like white snow covering the whole world. Especially since 2010, Christmas is an even all the more meaningful day for Monday members. God told us to remember this day. But on this Thanksgiving Sunday, our hearts are filled more fully with abundant thanksgiving than any other festivities. It's because it is a day to reflect upon all the grace of God that has been given to us, including the blessing given to us at each of the previously mentioned festivities. Just by seeing the various fruits, vegetables, and grains, we can wear a big smile on our faces. The abundance and the beautiful colors remind us of the overflowing grace of the Father and the spiritual and material fruits of blessings that we have borne. The women's mission on Saturday, they decorated the altar with more than 300 greens and fruits. And it is so beautiful. I thank them for that. Today's reading passage, Matthew 7:11 says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him?" Even evil people give good things to their children. So how much more would the good God want to give us good things? On this Thanksgiving Sunday, I will talk about the grace of God that is being poured upon us in three aspects. Through the message, I hope you will more deeply engrave the love of God who gives us only good things. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so you will receive greater strength to run your race of faith until you reach the best heavenly dwelling place, New Jerusalem. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the grace that God has given to us, first of all, is the grace of looking at us with the eyes of love. I once heard the following joke. A mother hedgehog was admiring her baby hedgehog. She was saying, "Oh, my baby's fur is really soft. Even when very young, the bristles of a hedgehog are never soft." And yet, in the eyes of the mother, her baby's weak bristles felt softer and gentler than the fur of any other animals. We might just laugh about it, but in fact, the heart of parents is similar to this mother hedgehog. If their baby begins to speak just a couple of days faster than other babies, they think their baby is exceptionally smart. If their child says something unexpectedly wise, they think the child is a genius. If the child begins to hum some melodies, the parents think they are musically talented. If they do anything well, the parents harbor great expectations, and if they are short of anything, they try to cover them over. No parents think their children will go astray and become unhappy. They just think that their children will become great people or at least live happy lives. And if they can do anything to ensure it, they expend all their dedication and efforts to see it happen. The love of God the Father is similar to this. Of course, even though the parents love their children, it is not perfect spiritual love, and sometimes it makes the children unhappy. If the children do not follow the path the parents think is best, their love might also change. But the love of the Father God is perfect and unchanging, and He only wants our happiness. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." God is looking at us with such eyes of love. Since God began human cultivation, He knew everything that would happen in the future. He knew that if He created Adam and gave him free will, Adam would betray him. He also knew that many of Adam's descendants would stand against God. But God believed that eventually there would be many true children who would love Him, and for this reason, He would not give up human cultivation. Many people are born and they die on this earth. And God looks at each and every individual's life with so much care and attention. He loved each one, even to the point of giving His only begotten Son onto the cross. He is still looking at every soul living on this earth with the eyes of love. He is looking at all of you exactly the same way too. He does not just look at the individuals who stand on the rock of faith with the eyes of love, or at those who are in spirit or whole spirit. He looks at everybody with the eyes of love, no matter whether they are in the first, second, or beginning of third level of faith. A Korean saying goes, "All 10 fingers would hurt if you bite them." As said, all of you who long for God's love are etched in the heart of the Father God. The latter part of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2 says, "For not all have faith." Not everybody can have faith just because they hear the gospel and learn the truth. It is proven by you people here. There are so many signs and wonders that took place just in this year alone, including so many climate conditions changing. And yet there are still people who doubt and who cannot believe. Pastor Dong Chushin has been to heaven, New Jerusalem, and from the first day, he was putting an emphasis that this is true. This is not any a story that is made up. He has actually seen it. Please believe it. And he has been there himself. He is one of the most respectable pastors, trustworthy persons in this church. And he is putting an emphasis again and again that it is true. Even though there was separation of spirit to visit heavenly kingdom, there are people who still don't believe. So that's why he has to say, keep on saying this again and again. Even though there are so many signs and wonders taking place, there are still people who do not believe. Not everybody can have faith just because they hear the gospel and learn the truth. But from among the entire human race, you who are attending this worship service in particular are the ones who have accepted the Lord and have come to have faith. While the worldly people seek after pleasure and lust, you long for spirit and whole spirit and work hard day and night for the glory of God. So you suffer a loss because you work day and night, right? Young people, you suffer a loss, right? It's never a loss. Taking the narrow way is never a loss. Just think about it. Oh, if you do not attend the annual prayer meeting for those 3 hours, what do you do? Maybe you hang out with your friends or you drink and you hang out, enjoy yourselves. Sometimes, if you don't have faith, you might even do something, or you go to nightclubs or dance and suppose. And that's got nothing to do with faith. And suppose, I don't go to such places. I just watch TV quietly. I just watch soap operas. And is there any goodness in those TV shows? If you do not watch what is, if you watch what is not good, you cannot gain any goodness. If you are watching those things, your heart will only become evil because you are taking the worldly things. You have to cast away the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. And because you are watching those things, you will only gain those evil things. So if you attend the annual prayer meeting, if you can pray and you will not watch those things, and those things will not be input in your heart, and you will try to pray to cast off sins. So all will be beneficial by attending the annual prayer meeting. And if you live by the word of God, you will receive blessings. You will blessings of financial blessings and blessings of health. So you choose what is good. So God always tells us not to cease to pray. Pray continually. So you are obeying the word of God. And it is something to be so thankful. And if you don't attend the annual prayer meeting, you watch soap opera and you wonder what will happen in the next episode. And how meaningless, how foolish it is. If you praise God, pray to God, then it'll be something so thankful. You stored up rewards in heaven. You pleased God. Father God is holy and perfect, and He is holy, and He has no forms of evil whatsoever. And this Father, and you call Him Father, and you are sons and daughters of God, and if you befriend the world, and if you do the things and watch those things, only the enemy devil will like. And can God say you are really, truly my son and daughter? No. Rather, He has to say, oh, you still are children of the devil. And you say, oh, how come I'm not on the rock of faith? I attend worship services. I pray. You're still in the early stage of second level of faith. If you love the world, if you do not cut off the worldly things, you're still in the beginning stage of second level. And if you commit sins leading to death, you're still in the first level. As a shepherd, each of you believers is so precious to my eyes. Passing 98 and 99, you have kept your faith. Those who have not, most of them, they were forsaken by God. It's very difficult for them to be saved. Many of them, they had cancers. They died of cancers, traffic accidents. Their families were separated. Families broken. They got divorced. And you hear their news. Even when I see a member who is not changing even after a long time, or a member who is stuck in his self-righteousness and frameworks, I have never thought they are helpless. I thought of the ways to give them more strength, and I have waited for them to come into spirit every day. If they had just a little bit of goodness or faithfulness for God's kingdom, I remembered their good points and interceded for them. If they change and improve just a little bit, I was so happy as if I received some great gifts. If I, as a mere shepherd, feel this way, how much more love would the Father have for you? Even when you feel embarrassed about your own shortcomings, God does not focus on your shortcomings. He believes in you, thinking you have many good points, and waits for you to reach perfection. Because we have this grace of God who looks at us with the eyes of love, we have been able to reach the measure of faith that we have now. I hope you will give thanks for the grace of the Father who has been looking at us with love. Dear brothers and sisters, the grace being given to us by God is secondly, the grace of giving us helping hands. Psalm 146, verse 5 says, "How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God." Unbelievers do not have any place to go or person to rely on. Even if they have good supporters or wealth, there are things that cannot be done by human power in their lives. Or they believe certain people will be on their side and help them no matter what the situation. But in desperate situations, those people actually turn their backs. But we who believe in the Lord do not have such worries. First part of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9 says, "Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and he will say, 'Here I am.'" Here I am and I am with you are different. When you call on him, saying, "Oh, yes," and saying, "I'm with you, here I am, I'm with you," they are different. So when we pray, the magnitude, it is different. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. So, "Oh, Father God, please do this for me." And you will cry. When you really, earnestly, with all your strength, when you cry, and he will say, "Here I am. I am with you, here I am." So these two are different. So that's why we have to cry out in prayer. If you silently pray, even though you pray for so many years, you will not be able to receive inspiration and fullness of the Holy Spirit. It will be very difficult. And those who pray, they always explain to you. So that's why God tells us to cry out in prayer. It's the will of God. And the prophets, all men of God, they cried out in prayer. So obviously you have to say amen to that and obey it. But some of you still pray, cannot really pray like that. They can receive inspiration of the Holy Spirit and do everything by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through fervent prayers. And I feel very sorry for them. Nobody is criticizing them or anything. But how can they not? Why wouldn't they just pray fervently? Is there anybody who says, "Oh, he's educated and he's well-mannered, and why doesn't he pray like that? Why does he pray like that?" Nobody will say that. So when you pray, you have to pray fervently, crying out. For big problems or small problems, if we ask in the name of the Lord with faith, God the Almighty helps us. So Even in situations where the unbelievers might be afraid, we can have confidence. Even in dire and depressing situations, we do not lose hope. Even though everyone in this world turns their back on us, God does not forsake us. If there is a problem that cannot be solved by human strength, He can resolve any kind of problem. In just this year alone, many of you have testimonies of having received answers from God when you sought His grace and power to resolve problems in your family or workplace. For the things that you could not do anything about, God gave you comfort and peace and gave you His helping hands. The same applies to sanctifying yourselves, to cast away sins, to have the heart that longs for spirit, and just to open our mouth to pray. We cannot do any of these just with our own strength alone. We can do them only with the grace and strength of God the Father and with the help of the Holy Spirit. You who are leading a life in faith in this church are receiving even more special help from God. You usually have to fulfill 100% of what is required to receive an answer in a certain manner, a certain matter, but you receive the answer just by doing 10% of what is required. Sometimes I thought whether it is right according to the justice. You have to fill up 100%, and you fill up only 10%, and I fill up 90%. Of course, it's the word of God, so it must be correct. But I was thinking about it. Why can this happen? How come this is made possible? So today, comparing with 100 years ago, 200 years ago, today is very different. You are born in sins. You see and hear and eat and drink sins. So it is very difficult for you to be sanctified by yourselves. It is very difficult for you to be on the rock of faith and go into spirit, even after seeing so many signs and wonders of God. So, the Father, because you are living in this kind of generation, that is why God is asking you just 10% of what is required. And He entrusted the other 90% to me because I have that faith. Even though I die, I will not complain against the Father, even though I have to die, but rather I would be thankful. I would rather rejoice, be happy to do that. So that is why God asked me to fill up the other 90% of what you have to do. So even in this sin-filled generation, doing the 10%, even just 10% is not easy. So He made me fill up the other 90% for you. So you can be on the rock of faith and go into spirit. If you just try your best to do the 10%, you can meet and experience God who helps you. In special events, festivities, or seminars, you can receive such blessings even more greatly. For example, we can understand this just in the special Daniel prayer meetings. Even those who could not pray well, if they try to pray hard, believing that it is a special chance to receive grace, they have been given the strength to pray. And the desires of their hearts are answered, and their problems are solved. So they receive joy and fullness of spirit from above. You have many testimonies like this. Many of you say that you can do the things that you could not do in the past. God is with His children who long for Him. He will not leave them like orphans. When they really try to pray with their heart, He gives them strength. When they are tired in spirit, He stretches out His comforting hands. When they long to change, He lets them realize themselves. When they try to live by the Word, He gives them power. I hope you will give thanks for the grace of God, who always lets you experience the power of the helping God. Dear brothers and sisters, the grace of God given to us, thirdly, is the grace of warmly holding us in His bosom. Little children have nothing to fear in this world if they are just held in the bosom of their mother. If a sheep is in the bosom of the shepherd, it will not fear even ferocious animals. If the children of God are in the bosom of the Father God, they have nothing to fear either. I have such experiences so many times, especially in overseas crusades. God sent me to only mostly dangerous countries to preach the gospel, whether preaching Jesus Christ is legally prohibited. And I never feared anything. Why? There were threats of terrorism because I was in the bosom of the Father, bosom of the Almighty God, the Creator, the Lord God Almighty, because He was protecting me with His blazing eyes, because He was protecting all our delegation. So I had no worries. And in those countries, there were like 500, sometimes there were 500, 1,000 security guards. So even the sometimes police officials, they were guarding the vicinity to prevent any kind of terrorist attack. God did everything so that I wouldn't be attacked by terrorists or by anything, by anybody. God protected us so that there was no accident. We did so many crusades with so many people, such a huge crowd, hundreds of thousands. Once we had a soccer game in one of the stadiums and in Seoul. After the game was over, some of them tripped over and over people. Frequently it happened in the past. Many people died. But even though we had so many crusades with so many people, there was no single accident. So God, the Almighty, wouldn't be disgraced. So God protected us in such a detail. You know very well about the India crusade. You know, there were so many cables, electricity, electricity lines. There was such a heavy rain, and if they could be shortcut any time. But there was no single shortcut, or none of the light bulbs went out in such a heavy rain. Not a single light bulbs went out. And what do you call that behind, at the back? We had the giant screen at the back. And probably, because it was the first time, they didn't have any experience. There was a sea on the beach where there is such sea wind. You have to put some holes on the screen so the winds would pass. Otherwise, it'll be like a sail on a sail ship. But they didn't have any single hole on that big giant screen, so it was swaying, and people there, they were scared. But I never worried about anything, not even 1%, because God could protect us. You know, He would protect even for that. So there was nothing to worry about. So nobody mentioned any of those things, and nobody showed any of concerns before me either. So there was nothing to fear. The Almighty God is with us because we are at His bosom. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11 says, "Like a shepherd, He will tend His flock. In His arm, He will gather the lambs and carry them in His bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes." In spite of the rough waves of the world, when we commit every worry to God's care, we can enjoy the rest of our soul. I believe you believers have felt the love of God and enjoyed peace in His bosom at each moment of your life in this year. But sometimes, some children do not deeply feel His love and cannot go into His bosom. They'd rather feel God as fearful God and hide themselves from His face. What is the reason? There could be many reasons, but mostly it is because of their walls of sin. God is unchangingly the God of love, but once men create a wall of sin, they feel the love of God is very far away from them. You know, they themselves created walls of sin, and they feel like as if God's love is not with them any longer. You know, they hide themselves from the shepherd, and they hide themselves behind the pillars because they are trying to hide. I can see them better. If they are not hiding, I wouldn't recognize them. I wouldn't notice them. But because they are hiding, I notice them. Oh, who is that? Who is that? I try to look at them. Who is that? Because they have committed sins, they try to hide themselves. It is like, they are telling me. They are revealing themselves. Oh, I have committed sins, so I'm hiding myself. Why do you have to hide yourself before the Father and before the shepherd? I'm only trying to lead you to heavenly kingdom. If you just obey, we'll be just happy. So I said many times that if you just come into spirit, you'll be so happy. So you can hear their testimonies. There are many people who are in spirit. So you can see that they are so happy. In case of Nisi Orchestra, the leader, she is in spirit. And those who are not in spirit, they have a hard time. But those who are in spirit, they are so happy. Sometimes they feel the burden of sin is so heavy that they do not even have the strength to repent because they have accumulated so many sins again and again and again. So even though they try to repent, because they are so stained, so thick, the stain is so thick that it's very difficult to get rid of those stains. So they have a hard time. But yet they still have to try to cast them away. There was General Yushin Kim in Silla Dynasty when he was uniting all three kingdoms. And General Yushin Kim, he hit a big rock with a stick. And just by hitting the big rock wouldn't split or break. Just by hitting it with a stick. But he was hitting it thousands of times a day, thousands of times a day. And eventually that big rock was broken. With such strength and endurance and with such strong willpower. And his body was also trained to be tough. And of course he had to train himself with the other martial arts. But when he had some troubles that were mentally troubling him, he would just go up there and keep on hitting this rock. And eventually this rock was broken. And even though the stains are so thick, if you keep on removing them, it will certainly be removed completely at one point. Even if they repent with their lips, the affliction in their heart will not go away. Unless they repent from the heart, they cannot lead a happy Christian life either. They can only lead a life of faith in fear, thinking, I am not able to do anything. It is so difficult to live by the word. What if I face tests and trials when I do not keep the word? What if I fall into hell? Many of you were thinking this way in the past, but through the grace at Christmas in 2010 and Easter this year, you could lay down the heavy burdens of sins. Now you can make your profession of thanksgiving and love in peace. Now you feel that God is not a fearful judge, but the Father who warmly holds us and gives us strength. You do not keep the word feeling coerced because you learned that we have to keep the word, but you rather obey God's word with happiness to please Him. Now you do not feel New Jerusalem is somewhere so far away, but you have the hope that it is a place that you will definitely go to, and you really want to go there to see the face of the Father and to be at His bosom. I hope you will give thanks for the grace of God who holds you warmly in His bosom and gives you happiness in your life of faith. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, the blessing of God given in this church has been increasing every year, but it was especially more so in this year 2013. Great walls of sins were demolished on March 31st. Hope of heaven was given through the separation of spirit. Great signs and wonders were manifested in the summer retreat. New hope and power was given by the anointing prayer. Happiness of heaven was felt on the church anniversary. All these events were a continuum of grace, and we cannot say which one was the best moment. But in fact, in heaven that we will enter later, happy hours that cannot compare with any of these events will be unfolded continuously. Each day of heavenly life will be full of happiness itself, joy itself. The happiest moment that you can imagine on this earth, and even happier moments than that will continue in heaven. This is the love of the Father God. It is the happiness that God wants to give to His children, namely those of you who are attending this worship service now. The grace given in this year was not given just to give you the happiness of that moment, but to increase your measure of faith. It was the grace that was intended for you to eventually enjoy the best thing, which is New Jerusalem. For the last 3 years since the Christmas 2010, you have been diligently running in your march of faith. Not just grown-up adults, but also students and children marched on towards Spirit and Holy Spirit, looking up to New Jerusalem. I have also clung to the Father God day and night with all my life for the last 3 years. Now, as we are getting closer to the end of 2013, God will certainly let you and I reap abundant fruits. I ask you to imprint on your heart all the grace that you have received and keep marching on in your race of faith until the forthcoming Christmas and New Year's services. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will enjoy all the blessings that God has in store for you every month and every year, and quickly come forth as fruits of Spirit and Holy Spirit. And I will pray for the sick right away. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Show your works, heal them, transcend space and time. Aoki Hisanao of Japan, dementia go away. Luciano of Colombia, stomach cancer go away. Flor of Colombia, breast cancer, arthritis, high blood pressure, fibroma, dry eyes go away. Yolosha of Philippines, all the roundworms in the body go away. Zhang Guozi, intestinal cancers that are metastasized to lungs and liver, be healed. Yan Weiping, Kim Guangmyung, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Li Fi Wei, artifacts of brain surgery, go away. Lei Yo Ping, walking disorder, be healed. Shi Rung Hua, broken hip bone, be healed. Wang Wo Yi, too much period, be healed. Xin Shi Yong, innate heart disease, be healed. Li Ying, irregular pulse, be healed. Chun Wei Jie, lumps in the kidney be healed, Se-cha-e-ling, tumor in the stomach and leg pain be healed, Huang-ban-ha, cancer in the nose be healed, Li-len-song, lung cancer be healed, Wang-jing, calcification in the kidney be healed, Wang Ni Shi, recover the eyesight in the left eye, Zhang Yun He, cataract in the right eye, be healed, Dong Gi Zhang cataract, and be healed, Zhang Chung Shik, after effects of carbon monoxide gas poisoning be healed, Ben Su Li Shi Sha, schizophrenia be healed, Zhang Lei received the blessing of conception, Da Yi Jue, knee pain be healed, Li Ying, later husband Li Hung Bao, be healed of calcification in the kidney, be healed, the stone in the kidney be healed, Zhang Fengzi, bone fracture be healed, He Qingju, bone marrow cancer be healed, Ling Huo Jian, be healed of hip bone pain, An Son O, arthritis be healed, Li Gum O, right shoulder pain be healed, Mun Yong Sun, anemia be healed, Zhang Chi Chen, addiction to games be healed, Wang Huan, let him be a full-time employee of his company, Liu Kuan, let his sales go up, Wang Zhang Wei wants to be more than 175 centimeters in height. And there are prayer requests from TBN Russia viewers and In Victory viewers. Answer to their prayers, Father, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues burned with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healed, be cleansed. Light come. All the internal organs be cleansed. All kinds of germs and various diseases be healed. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Father, all the cancers, last stage cancers be healed. All the high and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. All the fixed, all the broken bones be fixed and give them spiritual and physical health. Lord, touch them and heal them. Father, thank you. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. And Father, give them prosperity all the time. Let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen.